He's back in the shadow again.
Yes, it's time once again for Melody Ranch and Gene Autry.
I'm back in the saddle again. Out where a friend is a friend. Where the longhorn cattle feed on the lowly Jimson weed. I'm back in the saddle again.
That's right, folks. It's another visit with all the gang here at Melody Ranch. There's Pat Buttram, the Cass County Boys, the Gene Autry Blue Jeans, Carl Kottner's Melody Ranch Hardway 6 featuring Alvino Ray, and yours truly, Charlie Lyon. Right now, though, meet the boss man himself, America's favorite cowboy, Gene Autry.
Deep within my heart lies a melody, a song of old San Antonio, where in dreams I live with a memory. Beneath the stars all alone, it was there I found beside the Alamo, enchantment strange as the blue up above, a moonlit path that only she would know. Still here's my broken song of love. Moon in all your splendor, no, only my heart. Call back my rose, rose of San Antonio. Lips so sweet and tender, like petals falling apart. Speak once again of my love, my own. Broken song, empty words I know, still live in my heart all alone. For that moonlit path by the Alamo, and rose, my rose of San Antonio. Song, empty words I know, still live in my heart all alone. For that moonlit path by the Alamo, and rose, my rose of San Antonio.
Well, howdy there, friends and neighbors, and come right on into Melody Ranch. Yes, sir, the whole gang's waiting to say hello. Friends and neighbors, here's a new tune that we hope you're going to like. It's called Gone Away Is All the Love That We Once Knew. Gone away are all the hours I spent with you. When you said that you were leaving, I thought you'd soon return. But many lonely nights have gone, and all I do is yearn. Gone away is everything that I hold dear. Gone away are moments when I held you near. I'm left here with an empty dream. There's nothing I can do. There'll be no more tomorrows. They've gone away with you. Gone away is everything that I hold dear. Gone away are moments when I held you near. I'm left here with that empty dream. There's nothing I can do. There'll be no more tomorrows. They're gone away with you.
Well, thank you very much, friends. And now, if you'll all step over to the bunkhouse with me, Pat Buttram's supposed to be doing some spring cleaning. Well, let's see how he's making out.
Get out of here, you ornery little... excuse me, Mr. Arter. I thought it was that darn shorty back again.
What's all that stuff you got piled up there in the middle of the floor?
Plain old junk that these cowpokes have been accumulating in here. I found these two books under Pete's bed. One of them is entitled What Every Young Man Should Know, and the other one is What Every Young Woman Should Know.
Why both of them?
Well, I guess he figures if you're going to ask questions, you ought to know the answer.
Oh, stop being foolish. Finish your cleaning, will you? I need you for something else.
Something else. Something else.
Yes, yeah, something else.
You think I was triplets or something around here. Don't anybody else ever do anything around
now,
this
Now, just
place?
A minute, Pat. Just a minute. We all do our part at Melody Ranch. Now, Johnny Bond is up at 4 every morning, rides 20 miles into town to get feed and supplies, and rides 20 miles back to get everything put away. Well, now, I get up to see that the stock is all taken care of, that the men get their chow on time, and everything is in tip-top shape.
Why, I never give it a thought. Up at 5 a.m., clean out the barn, milk 15 cows, water 35 horses, carry the feed to 66 pigs, gather in the crops, and mend the fences.
You do all of that?
No, I said I just never give it a thought.
That's just about what I figured. Well, how about giving me a little thought here? Dust that furniture. Pete's been telling me that the dust is so thick that he can write his name on the tabletop.
Mr. Artery, that ain't true.
It ain't?
It ain't true at all. You know Pete can't write. Now, complaints, always complaints.
Right? Look, Pat, look, I'm not writing you. I like you, buddy. I think you're one of the most dependable men around here.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not. Anything I hate, it's a quitter.
All right. Let's cut the chatter out and get to work.
Sorry, Mr. Artery, I'm through for the day. I got to get dressed up. I got an appointment in Sagebrush to do some mother sitting tonight.
Mother sitting?
Yeah.
What's that?
Well, you know what babysitting is.
Yeah?
Same principle, more fun. So long, Mr. Artery. So long.
Well, so long, Patrick. I don't know what we'd do without him around here, and I don't intend to find out. Now let's give a listen to an invitation from the Cass County Boys and the Blue Jeans.
Y'all come, see us when you can. Y'all come, see us now and then.
When you live in the country, everybody is your neighbor. On that one thing you can rely.
They'll come to see you, and before they leave you, they say, y'all come see us by and by.
Y'all come see us when you can.
Y'all come
see us now and then. Oh, the kinfolks are coming, they're coming by the dozen, eating everything from soup to hay.
Hide the rooster, and right after dinner, they ain't looking any thinner, and here's what you'll hear them say.
Y'all come,
chicken and ducklin',
y'all come,
ain't that something?
Y'all come, see us when you can.
Y'all come,
cider jug,
y'all come,
cider rug.
Y'all come to see us now and then. Oh, thank you, Cass County boys and gals. Dry the tears from your blue, blue eyes. Skies are gray when my baby cries. Don't believe all those jealous lies. Dry the tears from your blue, blue eyes. Why are your eyes of blue, so blue tonight? What have I done to make you cry?
Don't you know everything will turn out right? Someone told you a jealous lie. Dry the tears from your blue, blue eyes. Skies are gray when my baby cries. Don't believe all those jealous lies. Dry the tears from your blue, blue eyes.
Well, thank you, gang. Thanks a lot.
Hey, I got something to ask you, Mr. Artery.
Well, that sounds familiar. What is it this time?
Who are you going to vote for governor this year?
Well, there's a couple of good men running. Why'd you ask?
Oh, I just wondered. This is a mighty important election, you know.
Every election's important, Patrick. Whether it's for the school board or president of the United States. Yes, sir, there's no such thing as an unimportant election in America. You know, we had a pretty good example of that right here in Sagebrush only a few years back.
I don't think I remember what you're talking about.
Well, if you just grab yourself your favorite rawhide bottom chair, I'll tell you. Just like this year, we had to elect somebody for all the local offices. But the activity of the sheriff's race seemed to outshine all the others. And the big question was, would Tom Dillon be reelected? Tom had been sheriff for more years than a lot of us could remember. And he was a little slow, maybe, and his methods were kind of old-fashioned. But nobody could say he wasn't honest. His opponent was a young fellow named Brad Miller. It wasn't till about a week before the election that I got a good chance to watch young Miller in action as a candidate. All the Melody Ranch gang went with me over to the picnic grounds, Crestline Reservoir, for an all-day speaking and dinner on the ground. It so happened that Brad Miller was the last speaker on the platform.
And so you can see, friends, that I like old Tom Dillon, too. And he was a good sheriff. In his day, that is. But what this county needs right now is a system of up-to-date police methods. My friend, enough of this speech-making. Those of you who want a square dance, get yourselves a partner and fill up the platform. All right, boys, start the music.
Well, election day rolled around, and with it a big turnout, thanks to Brad Miller's free transportation service. He must have had 20 rigs carrying people to town. The next morning after the election, our paper, the Sagebrush Sentinel, read, Miller elected county sheriff. Well, just as you might know, Tom Dillon had never had a bigger disappointment. And we didn't see much of him for a few weeks. Not until one night, about 1 o'clock, when somebody woke me up knocking at the front door. Why, hello, Tom. Come on in.
I sure hate to get you up this time of night, Gene, but I got a bad case of suspicionitis. Gene, if it ain't asking too much, I wish you'd saddle up Champion and go for a little ride with me.
As soon as Tom Dillon and I got started, he began to tell me what was bothering him. After all those years in office, you get to know people pretty well. So, in the interest of all the people in the county, Tom decided he'd just try to help the new sheriff keep his promises. But he'd run across some things he didn't quite understand. Does sound a little odd, Tom. But what exactly do you think's wrong?
Well, up ahead a little ways, I think maybe you'll see what I'm talking about. There. Yes, sir? There it is. Now, you see that big truck and trailer with the moonshine on it? I've run across it there a couple of times.
Yeah, I see it. I wonder if he's in trouble.
Well, there's one way to find out.
Oh, champ.
Oh, boy.
Need any help, mister?
Oh, thanks. Just ride on, cowboys. Everything's under control.
We'll be glad to go on into town and send out a garage man if you want.
I said everything's okay. Now beat it, will you?
Hey, now, wait a minute. You...
That's all right. Let's go, Tom.
Better listen to your sidekick there, Matt.
Okay. That's the way you feel about it. Come on, Gene.
Right. Pull in behind that clump of trees as soon as we round this next bend, Tom.
What in thunder are you up to, Gene?
Well, just do as I say. You find out. Oh, John. Oh, oh, boy. Unless I'm going deaf, I heard voices in that trailer. And they weren't speaking any language native to North America. After Tom and I had talked it over, we decided not to do anything more that night. The next morning, it seemed to be best that I go to the sheriff's office alone.
Now, Autry, you can't expect me to believe a half-cocked story like that. A van full of foreigners parked on a highway at 2 o'clock in the morning. Well, that just isn't reasonable.
Maybe not, Sheriff Miller. But the border's only a few hours from here. And I've heard that lots of people from all over the world are trying to enter the United States these days.
Well, I know, but just the same, I hardly think you'd be... Oh, excuse me, lad. Hello, Sheriff's Office. Long distance from where? Okay, yes. Put them on. Yeah, this is Sheriff Miller. Well, if it's important to go ahead. P-76. R-34. J-11. D-13, T-23. Okay, I got it. Yeah. That was just the sheriff in Pine City reading me some warrant numbers.
Oh? Well, I know you're busy, Sheriff. If I hear anything more, I'll let you know.
Yeah, sure. Drop in anytime, Audrey. Anytime.
Well, what'd you say, Gene?
Tom? Where'd they put that new phone booth in here at the courthouse?
It's right at the end of this hall, but...
Come on, let's hurry.
What'd Miller say?
I'll tell you as soon as I make this phone call, Tom. Hello, operator? Will you get me Sheriff Stone in Pine City? Right. Here you are. Hello. Hello, Sheriff. Gene Autry. Well, fine. How about yourself? Well, that's good. Say, Sheriff, did you just take a call to Sheriff Miller from Sagebrush? Well, thanks, Sheriff. That's all I wanted to know. No? I'll tell you the next time I see you. Okay. Bye.
Gene, will you please tell me what's going on?
Right now, we've got a lot of work to do, and fast. Okay, now let's see. P-76 is the first number, right?
Right.
And we figured that P-76 might mean passengers or persons. But now let's say that's right. What's next?
R-34. Rifles? Read? Route? Race?
Wait a minute, Tom. What did you say just before race?
Why, route, I guess, but what's that got to do with it?
Isn't 34 the number of the main highway from here to Red Man's Valley?
Hey, that's right, it is. Then R has to mean Route 34.
Well, it doesn't have to, but it could. Now, what's the next number you got there?
J-11.
J. Could stand for Junction. Junction 11.
I'll be... Yes. Route 34, Junction 11. Why, that's just beyond the Juan Sanchez Ranch.
Now, what else could a code tell a man?
Well, now...
The time, for one thing, wouldn't you say?
Yes. Well, now, let's see here. The last letter's T. T-23. Oh, Gene, there ain't no such time as 23.
Now, wait a minute, Tom.
Huh?
The Air Force uses a 24-hour clock.
That way, instead of starting all over again at 12 noon with the number 1, they don't have to say AM or PM. So then 23 means 11 PM.
Well, is that what this means?
Yeah. Then all we need is the date. What's the date today, Todd?
It's the 13th. Hey, so is this number, D13.
Well, what are we waiting for? It's 9 o'clock now.
That means we've only got 2 hours.
Right. Grab that 40-odd and let's go.
What time you got, Joe?
11:17.
Wonder where he is.
Here he comes.
I'm sorry I'm late. I got held up in town.
That's okay. Where'll we unload this bunch?
In a barn, about 3 miles up. Another truck will pick him up at 3 this morning and take him the rest of the way.
Okay. You lead out.
Now, wait a minute. First, have you got the dough?
I almost forgot. Sheriff. Nice haul this time, too.
Not bad. Yeah, you better lay low on this route for a while. A cowboy named Autry may be getting a little wise.
Right. We don't want to take any chances. We'll make this the last